Welcome to the Wisdom and Wealth Podcast, a series of conversations designed to equip you, our listener, with the helpful insights necessary to simplify the critical decision points of life. I'm Josh Clues, a wealth advisor with Carson Wealth here in the Woodlands, Texas. I believe my calling in this life is to enable others to fulfill their own calling by helping them harness their financial wealth to their purpose in life. Please join me each week for market thoughts, planning ideas, and most importantly, intangible balance sheet discussions, which highlight the importance of all those things money can't buy and death can't take away. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Hello and welcome in again to the Wisdom and Wealth Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. In the past few episodes, I've focused on planning for your expenses once you've stopped working and once you're financially independent. I've made a few jokes about that whole process and how it typically is one of the last things that people look towards. But also, I hope that you've come away from those episodes with the idea that it can be a very fruitful endeavor. I don't know, but if you're like me, often it's a very helpful and healthy thing to review not just my actions in life, but also what I'm spending time and money on and asking, hey, is that actually bringing me joy? Is it bringing me peace of mind? Is it bringing me fulfillment? And if the answer is no, then I reevaluate things. You've heard the adage, you know, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we probably don't even like. And I find that while that stings just a little bit, it stings for a reason. So the next item that I want to focus on with, you know, that basis in mind is tax planning. Typically, for a lot of folks, one of the largest fixed expenses that they have comes in the form of taxes. And I find that far too often, taxes are more closely resembling an autopsy of decisions that were made, whether it be planning or investment decisions in the past, rather than something that is proactive. And I want to try to counteract that to whatever degree I possibly can today, in the time that we have. I find that tax planning is again, probably it runs neck and neck with expense planning of people just assume that there's not a whole lot of thought or planning that needs to go into it. And so they just don't necessarily even put any thought towards it. So not to be cliche, but beginning with the end in mind, it is very helpful to take a look at what your expenses are going to be when you need to drive cash flow from your investments. And furthermore, ask yourself, is this the most tax efficient way of deriving that cash flow? If you've followed me for any amount of time, you've heard me place an emphasis upon having three buckets of taxable income or cash flow. And you know, I want clients to have and prospects to know that they need to have a bucket of money that they can access tax-free, a bucket of money that they can access at capital gains rates, and a bucket of money that they can access at income tax rates. And the reason for that is I want clients to be able to blend together a tax rate that makes sense for them and that makes sense for their cash flow and that doesn't give up unnecessarily their hard-earned dollars because it's tax inefficient. As crazy as it may sound, I do project what clients are going to be spending from an average tax perspective, both today, 10 years from now, when they reach 75, and maybe even into their latter years, into their 90s. And the reason I do that is I want to see outliers. I want to see if there are ways in which the portfolio that we are putting together for a client is going to subject them arbitrarily to a higher than necessary tax bracket. Yes, we don't necessarily know what the tax rates will be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and so on. But we have a general idea. And with that general idea, we can go ahead and backwards plan what we need to do. Once we've established, again, that's back to why figuring out what your expenses will be to the best degree possible is so helpful and so vital. is because it allows you to take a hard look at how you're going to derive that cash flow. Many people in today's society simply assume that I'm going to save as much as I can for as long as I can. And I'll talk about this in the newsletter a little bit, but that's the equivalent of revving the engine of your car. It sounds cool. It may even attract a little bit of attention from those around you, but it's not efficient. You're not going anywhere. And sometimes you may be even doing more harm than good in certain instances. Now, I'm not advocating not saving. What I'm advocating for is saving smartly, for beginning with the end in mind, placing your family's unique needs and timelines in view, and planning for the most efficient path to get there. If you're listening to this and whoever you are working with has never read a tax return, they haven't even asked for a tax return, or they asked for one, but it was more of a, you know, a check the box exercise, now's the time to start making changes and start demanding the level of service that you deserve, in my opinion. If you are listening to this and or reading this and you're saying, gosh, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything necessary, but I really didn't even think about what the tax consequences of my savings today are doing, now's the time to start thinking about that. A general rule of thumb that I'm always asking for clients, and hopefully I can get a hold of clients well before they finally stop working or they're financially independent. The general rule that I ask for them is the tax rate that you're paying today going to be higher or lower than what you'll be paying tomorrow? And the only way we can answer that question is if we've actually done the planning necessary. It sounds simple. It sounds rudimentary, but I assure you, while it is simple, it takes a discipline that typically the marketplace is not willing to give to certain clients and certain folks that I come across. Very rarely, and I'm saying like maybe 1 in 10 in my personal experience, have I ever found a client or a prospective client that comes to me and says, hey, you ask for tax returns too, because it's just so uncommon. I don't know why that is. I'm not going to speculate, but I am going to tell you that there's value to be had there. So my call to action today is, again, think through what you want your lifestyle to look like once you're financially independent, and then ask yourself, how can I meet that need in the most tax efficient manner possible? I'll go ahead and leave things there for now. Thank you again for joining us. If you have any questions, as always, please reach out via emails. I'm happy to answer those questions for you. And as always, please know that I'm wishing you and your family continued truth, beauty, and goodness on the road ahead. Have a great day. Thank you again for joining us. We trust that this time has left you better equipped to steward both your wealth and your financial resources. May you and your family find truth, beauty, and goodness on the road ahead. The opinions voiced in the Wisdom and Wealth podcast by Josh Clues are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, please consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. The guests on the Wisdom and Wealth podcast are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Please know that converting from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. A Roth IRA offers tax-free withdrawals on taxable contributions. To qualify for a tax-free and penalty-free withdrawal on earnings, a Roth IRA must be in place for at least 5 tax years. The distribution must take place after age 59 and a half or due to death, disability, or a first-time home purchase of up to $10,000 lifetime maximum. Depending on state law, Roth IRA distributions may be subject to state taxes. Our local address is 1780 Hughes Landing, Suite 570, The Woodlands, Texas, 77380.